amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me.
Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us, once again, Reverend Jacob McLean, pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church and chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. We invite you to contact us for comment or if you desire counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This morning's broadcast is brought to you by the Portmore Missionary Church, located in Edgewater, St. Catherine. Reverend Spencer Cahoon, along with Associate Pastor Kavon Edwards and the congregation, invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 8. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Good morning. This week, I will continue to focus on evangelism the Jesus way. The spread of the gospel throughout the Roman Empire during the first century following the birth of Christianity attests to the fact that Jesus' way was very effective. The men he had called, having been filled with the Holy Spirit, were instrumental in accomplishing his mandate given in the Great Commission. Today, I would like to turn your attention to 3 points about Jesus' disciple-making method. 1. He emphasized the cost of discipleship. In our effort to attract people to the Christian faith, we may be tempted to point to the easy road, to paint a picture of life such that the impression is given that it is really not so difficult or stressful at all. We tend to mask the cost of discipleship. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 22, Jesus responded to 2 would-be disciples in ways that might appear strange. And when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." The scribe no doubt thought that he was paying a high price in volunteering to follow Jesus. Such a decision would cost popularity in some circles, and going through the process of discipleship after already being a scribe would be a humbling experience, like having to repeat high school after finding out that one school was not accredited. Jesus, however, warned his prospective disciple that even such a sacrifice would be inadequate. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book, The Cost of Discipleship, said, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." All three synoptic gospels record the call of Jesus to his disciples to make the ultimate sacrifice. "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The cross means death. Death to the disciples' will, desires, ambitions, and fully embracing of the will of the Master, which might mean the sacrifice of his own life for the sake of the gospel. Jesus, in answering the scribe, was very pointed. He simply stated, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." In the immediate context of Jesus' ministry, the saying did not mean that Jesus was penniless, but homeless. The nature of his mission kept him on the move and would keep his followers on the move. In answering the scribe the way he did, Jesus tested his commitment. His quick response demonstrated he had not counted the cost. If he was looking for the easy life of a settled existence, he was not ready for true discipleship. 2, Jesus stressed wholehearted commitment. The second man was a disciple. He said to Jesus, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." Jewish tradition, based on the fifth commandment, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you," Exodus 20:12, expected sons to attend to the burial of their parents. In his response, Jesus used paradoxical language. "Let the dead, the spiritually dead, bury the physically dead." These verses in Matthew 8:18-22 are a powerful way of expressing the thought contained in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Even closest family ties must not be set above allegiance to Jesus and the proclamation of the kingdom. Luke 9 and verse 60. We may well question whether Jesus was really forbidding attendance at the father's funeral. More likely, he detected insincerity in this would-be disciple, a qualified acceptance of Jesus' lordship. And that was not good enough. Commitment to Jesus must be without reservation. Such is the importance Jesus himself attached to his own person and mission. Number 3, Jesus looked for unqualified obedience and willingness. Contrast the response of the scribe and the insincere would-be disciple to the response of Levi, otherwise known as Matthew. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Matthew 9 and verse 9. The call of Jesus resonated in Matthew's heart. Whether he had heard about Jesus before, we are not sure, but immediately abandoned all for the sake of the call. For Matthew to follow Jesus meant leaving behind a well-paying profession. He was prepared to make the sacrifice. He had indeed found the pearl of greatest price. Jesus' call to follow was a call to be his disciple, a future teacher in training, Matthew 4, verse 19. But whereas Jesus had warned the scribe, who was a would-be follower, about the curse, here he openly invites a despised tax gatherer to join his circle. The Jews despised tax gatherers as agents of the Roman government, which oppressed them. Jesus, however, saw in Matthew a committed disciple who would be loyal to the cause of the kingdom and would be a future author of the first book of the New Testament. Jesus' method, then, of choosing disciples was based on a solid commitment by the individuals that he sought, individuals who count the cost and are prepared to make the sacrifice, to take up their cross and follow him. We must not be afraid to challenge the commitment of would-be disciples. The Lord wants only genuinely sold-out disciples, not the half-hearted or unprepared for the challenges of the journey. Next week, evangelizing the Jesus way, targeting.
We do trust that you are blessed and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or if you desire counsel, you can email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. We invite you to join us next week, same time here on Radio Jamaica, for another Grace Hour broadcast. We'd like to thank once again the Portmore Missionary Church located in Edgewater, St. Catherine, for sponsoring this morning's broadcast. The pastor, Reverend Spencer Cahoon, along with Associate Pastor Kavor Edwards and the congregation, invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 8. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and it is our prayer that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.